Hello, Ahmed. My name is Ben Bowler. I come from Australia, and I'm the founder of an organization called Blood Foundation. We're working on the basis of the One Human Family, and an organization called World Weavers, which is offering immersion into different cultures and spiritualities around the world. It's like a faith adventures through Asia and here in Turkey as well, for the purpose of giving people more information and more real-life experience of the world's different cultures and the different faiths that we have in the world.
Yes, in the 20th century it was a very bad experience for the entire humanity. There were fragmentation, separation, conflicts between religions, and even in Islam, conflict between many different groups, but unity of religions, and this is from the Quran and also from the Bible and the Torah. Unity of religions is very important for real peace, brotherhood, democracy to the entire world. What's your opinion about that?
Absolutely, I completely agree with you. Somebody I respect a great deal is the theologian who is at a very big star back in Vatican II, which is Hans Küng. And Hans Küng has said also that there will be no world peace until there is peace between the religions. Yesterday, I just come back from Urfa in eastern Turkey. And near Urfa is also Haran, which is the Old Testament or the Torah is mentioned about the hometown of Abraham. And of course, in Islamic ideas, Urfa is also the hometown of the prophet Abraham. And here is a symbol of our common heritage of revelation from God to humanity in Abraham. And in a sense, we are all children of Abraham. So
yes,
we can hope one day sooner rather than later, inshallah, for a family reunion where the children of Abraham coming back to recognize our common heritage as people of God and people who are bound by their relationships to God. And I think this is a very exciting idea and a very exciting time to be alive. And I think certainly Turkey can play a very, very serious role in this healing of these relationships over the coming years.
Yes, Turkey is like a natural leader of the Islamic world. And we believe in the same God. We love the same prophets, Jesus, Abraham, Jacob, John, Moses, Solomon, are all our prophets also. So, of course, there are some differences in the details, but the commonality is very important. And God says in the Quran, Allah says in the Quran, open them to the oneness of God. Only argue with the people of the world in the kindest way, Allah says. And Muslim men are allowed to marry Jewish wives, Christian wives. We can eat your meal, we can socialize with you. There is no reason for any difference or any conflict.
Absolutely. And I think in the end, sometimes we make things more complicated than they need to be when we talk about the differences and the struggles and the controversies. Yeah. Maybe they're always going to be there, but what really unites us is much more powerful. You know, there's a God, there's one God. We are all brothers and sisters. You know, even in a family, brothers and sisters aren't always going to agree or have the same ideas or the same behavior. But I think in the end, it's really simple. And that all the great teachers have taught this, that we should love God and love each other.
And this is the time for this, because, again, from Islamic sources, Jewish and Christian, this is the time, end times, and very special times. And the second part of the end times is coming, which will be religious morality will prevail the world. There will be peace, democracy, freedom of thought, freedom of worship, and unity of religions.
Well, Ahmed, I certainly hope you're right. I think that we all have to be working towards that vision. Whether it happens next year or in 100 years or whenever it might happen, all we can do is work towards that vision. The action is ours, and the consequences of our action belong to Allah. All we can do is to strive for unity and for brotherhood and hope with faith that vision that you talk about is going to happen on this planet.
Can we have your messages for the Turkish public, for the Muslims?
Well, I want to thank you for your amazing hospitality. Turkey is very famous for the hospitality in this country, the heart of the people. And I also want to encourage people to their own faith. I want to encourage the Turkish people to the richness of the tradition you have here, whether that faith is the majority Muslim faith or whether it's the minorities like the Christians and the Jews. Each family, each person, I want to encourage them to go back to their own faith and to look at it again and to experience it and to give it their full attention, because it's really going back into this wisdom that is going to be the best way for us to go forward as people. And like I said, I think Turkey has a big role to play in that brotherhood of man and realizing the brotherhood of man under the oneness of God.
You know, radicalism has emerged not only among Muslims and among Christians and among Jews also, but the only way to treat that is an ideological struggle, intellectual struggle, and unity of religions, good people coming together and step forward is very important.
I think that's very true. We need to get the... I would say the root cause of fundamentalism is a lack of education, I feel. And so we need to get the people that have the wisdom and have the understanding to come together in unity. And hopefully this is going to create something more powerful than the division and the hatred and the misunderstanding and the suspicion. But we can only do that if we act together. We can only do that if we really come together and bring the mature thinkers and the enlightened people from the various traditions who understand that the oneness is more powerful than the division, and get them to come together and act. And that we should have compassion for people of different views, even if those views are going to be hateful or angry. But it's up to us. The responsibility lies with the religious leaders from each of the traditions to come together and to be courageous enough to take action on behalf of unity.
In three divine religions, there is no room for angry or hatred or enmity. There is compassion, mercy, love, tolerance, justice, brotherhood, and peace in three divine religions. So Muslims becoming more religious, Christians becoming more religious, and Jews becoming more religious, and to unite will be the only solution to bring peace to the world.
I certainly think that's a necessary part of bringing peace to the world is uniting the three Abrahamic religions. You know, we can't forget about the religions that come out of India as well. They're also a part of the big picture of humanity. But just focusing here in Turkey and the three Abrahamic religions, it's true that the ideals within each of them are tolerance and love and brotherhood and compassion. And that's where we've got to focus on. And we need, as believers in that, we need to come together and act together to make our numbers, like you said before, four ones. You add them up, they're four. If you put them together, they're 1,111. And we need to be thinking like this so that we can become, in a humble way, more powerful than the division and the hatred, really, which is born of misunderstanding. Often it's born of a misunderstanding of the text or maybe an interpretation that is not correct of the text.
And we Muslims know from the Quran and the Hadiths, this is the time for the return of Jesus, peace be upon him, and he will bring peace to the entire world. We'll love and obey him.
Well, that's certainly, if he's going to come back, we're definitely going to love and obey him. And I don't know if it's going to be tomorrow, maybe later today, but all we can do is, while we're waiting, do our best to be true to the commandments that we've been given, to love God and to love each other.
Definitely. But can you say a few words for Channel A9 also?
Great. Well, I want to thank you guys for coming out and making the time to come and meet with me. I really appreciate the discussions. I'm very impressed with your commitments and your hospitality and your kindness. And I want to wish you good luck and strength in the efforts that you're doing to bring unity between the religions and to advocate to the world the truth that there is a God. And it's important for us as humanity to recognize that, and that really the hope of brotherhood can only be built upon the recognition of the sovereignty of God. And I want to encourage you, all of you, in your endeavors to bring that message to the world.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure and honor to have you. Thank you.
Thank you.